To really understand the value of Analyzer, you first have to look at what a typical deployment of not just Novell's solution, but of any solution would involve. So first of all, customer and consultant get together and they create an analysis of the customer's business needs. They sit down, they chat, they figure out what's going on and what they're actually going to need. That information is then passed over to another team, which is then going to deal with the design and modeling, how all these different connected systems are going to work. Hopefully, they're fortunate to have Novell's award-winning Novell Designer product, and they can do that in a nice graphical way, and ponies and rainbows and the whole mix. Now they take that, they have to test it. Now testing, if they have Novell's product and Designer, they're able to do that again on a single laptop or a single machine and see exactly what's going to happen. In this particular phase though, while they're doing it, they're probably working on test data or sample data that they have. Again, it's going to be really clean. Things are just going to be normalized inside of it. Then I'm going to move over to deployment. And now deployment's fun. Typically, they're going to do this, let's say, in a pilot environment. So while they were doing it in a test environment, they used test data. Now they're going to hit real data. Now, during the analysis phase, when they wrote the statement of work and everything, the customer assured them, "I assure you, the data is clean." How many times, if you're a consultant, have you heard that statement? Now they get to this pilot phase, and guess what happens? Training wheels come off, they ram their car into a brick wall, they hit a roadblock. Nothing good happens here, because they find out that the data is really bad. Now, why is that even important? Why do we care about this at this phase, or at any phase? Well, it's because we have to go back and give Novell's definition of what an identity is, and that is that you are the sum of your attributes. That's right, you are nothing but a bunch of ones and zeros to an electronic or digital system. So things like your birth date and your name, these are pieces of information, location, let's say. These are pieces of information that I'm going to use when I create policy and make decisions. Now, what do we mean by bad data? Well, let's take a look at an example. So I've got a user, we're going to call him Bob. And we're going to be using his date of birth as a particular piece of information or attribute when we designed this implementation. And so, as you know, because of the way that digital systems work, there's going to be copies of Bob and numerous systems. Let's take a look at two systems, though, and then see what we mean by bad data. So in this example here, I have a formatting issue. Now, what do we mean by that? Well, Bob was actually born on March 10th, 1970. But look at how it's actually written in System B. It's written out as this weird hexadecimal code. What is that? Well, this is a Unix timestamp. And for some crazy reason, the application developer took what a person entered into a field, which was something like this, and they converted it to a Unix timestamp. Why would you do that? I have no clue. But it does happen. So I'm going to have an issue here with the formatting. I'm also going to have inconsistencies. So over here, I've got an example again, 3-10-70. That's the right birthday. But in reality, in this System B, look at how it actually comes out. I convert this Unix time code out, I get 4-10-70. Again, inconsistent data. Which one actually is the correct case? And lastly, you get this other little anomaly called no data. So again, customer guarantees you, my data's clean. Now again, why does that matter? Well, it's because when I'm trying to read the data and it's in a bad format, I can't make a decision. When the data's wrong, I'm going to make the wrong decision. And when there's no data, I'm not going to make any decision. This is the problem with bad data. And this doesn't just occur once or twice. This probably happens 99.99, and you can just keep writing out nines for as long as you want, percent of the time. So with that in mind, you can imagine what consultants and customers have to deal with. They have to deal with this data scrubbing problem of figuring out what actually is where. And instead of doing that, when I get all the way down here to deployment, I need to do this in a parallel task or parallel track. So that as this top piece is going on, I'm now going to come in and start to look at and analyze this data. Hence the reason Novell created Novell Analyzer. Analyzer comes in and it evaluates by interrogating all these different systems, looks inside them, whether they're databases, directories, text files, whatever, pulls it together and rationalizes and normalizes all the data and tells you, do I have any formatting issues? Do I have any inconsistencies? Do I have examples where there's no data? Now I can report that up to the powers that be, whoever needs it, whether it's the consultant or whether it's the customer. And they can decide what action to take. Now, just being able to report it is a great feature, but Analyzer takes it a step further. Now I can go through and modify that, and using some simple policy language, go through and fix things so that when I see inconsistent data, I can say, well, go and fix it to whatever, let's say, system A says. Or if there's no data, why don't you just copy that over from system B? Or to deal with any of the other issues that might take place, whether it's inconsistent formatting, or in some cases telling you, because maybe I can't fix this, which you really can't, this is hard-coded in the system, so maybe I tell the developer, hey, Mr. Developer, you need to write some kind of contingency plan when you run across this particular system. So that when I get to this point, I am having a consistent rate of deployment. That's what we're looking for, is how can we keep everything moving forward? What's the benefit for this? Well, obviously it's going to lower the risk for the customer. When they deploy the solution, they're going to have the tools necessary to hit their timetable to give them the best value that they can get and reduce the risk. For the partner, it does the same thing. It lowers the risk of them having to find unexpected situations in the customer environment. It therefore reduces the cost because it therefore reduces the time involved. This is one way to understand Analyzer. This has been Justin Taylor thanking you for taking the time to watch this video and wishing you happy selling.